So I am really happy to have on the show, do you go by 1UP, Creative Mind Frame? What do you prefer?
I go by anything as long as Creative Mind Frame's in it. I tried to transition to back to just Creative Mind Frame. Mm-hmm. That's a whole long story in itself, but yeah. So I tell people Creative Mind Frame, but people go 1UP, Creative Mind Frame, aka 1UP. And then just in conversation, obviously people just say 1UP because it's shorter than saying Creative Mind Frame.
Well, I was going to say, is that all right? So this is Creative Mind Frame, aka 1UP, and thank you so much for being on Press Start to continue.
I'm glad to be here.
All right, so one of the first things I want to ask is, like, how did you get into performing and nerdcore? How did you start out? Like, what put you on this journey?
Like pretty much everybody, you know, when I say every artist is a fan, but not every nerdcore fan is an art, or every nerdcore fan is an artist, but not every nerdcore artist is a fan. I've been in music since I was like 6 or 7. Mm. Started playing piano. Parents made me take piano lessons, all that fun stuff. I joined bands. I was in band all, from elementary school all the way up until I graduated college. I studied music as a minor, and I didn't really, it kind of like blurs together because I was listening to nerdcore before I knew what nerdcore was. And that, just like so many of us, started with Megaran, right? I'm in college. I would just type in like video game hip hop, or like hip hop remixes of video games. Mm-hmm. And so I would listen to like some of his stuff. And obviously, like, everybody my age watched Aqua Teen Hunger Force if you were a nerd. So you got to listen to MCP Pants, aka MC Chris.
Yep.
But yeah, so I, about 2011, I think it was, I was making. I had a hurdle in personal training company that I was, you know, doing, and I would make my own videos and all this stuff. And one of my buddies from college, he actually still has it. It's a basketball training company. And he hit me up one day and he asked, "Hey, who does your videos?" And I say, "Oh, I do." And so he asked if I'd come out and start doing some videos for him. And then he helped me get a nicer camera. And so a couple of my coworkers and I just randomly had the idea to make a parody of Gangster's Paradise just so that I could talk about video skills.
Nice.
So literally took this is like with a phone. I recorded the audio into a phone, or maybe it was one of my Motorola Zoom tablet.
Wow.
And we just like went around and we just called it Nerdcore Paradise. And it was right around then when I learned that what I'd been listening to via Megaran and all them was actually called nerdcore. So we put out the video, and I put it on YouTube, and it's like the disclaimer's like, "Yo, I'm totally not a rapper." Like, and like the sound quality was so bad, but the video quality was great. Like, I had this new DSLR and stuff, and, you know, I'm like practicing all these shots. So like, I got this.
So hold on. You recorded the video on a DSLR,
but used a phone.
used the phone for the audio.
Dude, I did not have any sort of like recording setup. It was bad. And you know what I used to mix and like match up the audio?
Mm-hmm.
I used my video editing software. I just dropped in the tracks and bounced them as an MP3. It's so bad.
It's perfect.
And the original video is still up on my YouTube. I'm like, I'm not taking it down. Like, it's just gold, because it's just comedic gold, as bad as it is. You know, I thought I was going hard in the paint. I'm like, yeah, man, I'm getting these bars. I go back and listen. Now it's like basically somebody took like a slice of white bread, put salt on it, and put another slice of white bread and was like, "Here's your sandwich." Like, that's what it's so like plain and like bland. I was just like, oh man, this is just, yeah. But like 2 weeks later, I saw on YouTube, I get on my channel, and I went to go upload another video, like some short that I shot for somebody. And it's had like 800 views, and I'm like, who is watching this? And you know, you can like, you can check back to see where it's embedded or where like your traffic's coming from,
right?
And it says jacehallshow.com.
What is it? What did it say?
jacehallshow.com.
Okay.
And I don't know if you like used to on G4, they used to have Jace Hall used to do it. It was like a nerd TV show, basically gaming stuff.
Oh, on G4. Okay.
One of the bloggers for the site, one of the guys who writes the articles for the site, found it and like did a write up on it. I was just like, no, this
no
didn't.
Way.
And it was like, oh, give this guy a copy of Pro Tools and he might, you know, be a legit nerdcore rapper. And I'm like, well, guess I'm going to be a nerdcore rapper now. And like the whole one up thing came from, I've told this story a couple times, so yeah. Anybody, this is going to hear it again.
Well, before you start on that, like the Nerdcore Paradise video is going to be on the website starttocontinue.com. I'm posting that. Oh, it's going up. I was looking like, for it while you were talking.
Can you do one of those, like, look how far they've come?
Exactly. So if you go to starttocontinue.com or the show notes on this episode, then you can watch the glory. And from the thumbnail, it has Sonic on there. It's great. Yeah. So
I think that's, like, me practicing my tracking. That's what I was doing. I think I was trying to do tracking for the first time, I think, in that video or something. I don't know. It was either that one or the next one.
So what? So you're saying about your name, like one up? What? Where'd that come from?
Yeah. So, like the year prior to that, it was 2012. So I think it was March of that year, whenever St. Patrick's Day is. I was out on in Dallas with some friends on St. Patrick's Day, and. Like, if you've ever, anybody who's from Dallas or the Dallas area, when you talk about the parade on Lower Greenville, it's just absolute insanity, like ridiculousness. If you want to like go laugh at people and just like see belligerentness like embodied in human form, you go to that St. Patrick's Day parade. Mm-hmm. So we're walking around, you know, we got our cooler with our beers and, you know, we're just having a good time. And we're walking by this place that has like, they have a DJ out in the parking lot, and they're like, dance battle about to start, blah, blah, blah. And my friend's like, oh, you should enter. And I'm like, nah, I'm good. I'm like, we're just chilling, having a good time. And some guy gets on the mic and he was like, yeah, I see you walking away because you scared. I was like, excuse me. I'm like, turn around, we going back.
Mm-hmm.
So we literally go back and like, you know, it wasn't even that good. Like that was, I don't know why, but then again, people being belligerent on St. Patrick's Day, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they have like, you know, three or four people. Everybody's, you know, they're like, all right, now you're up, right? So I went last, right? And they were playing that like EDM remix of Time of Our Life. Whatever. So, you know, I walk out there and I'm pretending like a game dance. I'm like, you know, waiting for the bass to drop. And then, like, right when the beat drops, I did a backflip. And it was just like all sorts of crazy stuff. I started like break dancing. And I had a one up hat on, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, everybody in the crowd was like, oh, you know, they're like, what'd you do? I'm like, one up, you know? So they're like, one up. So, before I made the Nerdcore Paradise video, like I said, I was using that channel to just practice like making video stuff and just making stupid, basically just stupid comedy shorts.
Mm-hmm.
So we made this video called Life of a B-Boy with 1UP. And so it was like me, if I quit my corporate job and I started breakdancing for money and like, it's really stupid, but it's kind of funny. And so that was like the whole thing. I was going to just like do videos as this like 1UP persona, just stupid, like funny stuff. And so that's where that came from, because like I wanted to keep the creative mind frame thing separate.
Mm-hmm.
Less strictly when I was doing videography or like photography. And I wanted 1UP to just be like a character that existed within, you know, that channel and whatever.
Right.
And then it slowly became that 1UP was the primary content. And then 1UP was the only content. I wasn't doing as much shooting because I did some, like, I shot some short commercials for people who had their own businesses too. So I saw that, and so then I was like, well, if this is really the name that, or this is really what the primary focus of what I'm doing is going to be, I might as well just go back to being Creative Mind Frame anyway, because I don't know if you realize having the name 1UP is terrible for search engine optimization, unless your URL is literally /1UP,
mm-hmm.
which I do have for Patreon, and I'm never getting rid of that.
Okay. Do you have a redirect, like if someone searches for Creative Mind Frame on Patreon, does it like go to 1UP or something? Or?
No, because I signed up through my Facebook page. Yeah, but I still have patreon.com/1UP.
Which, by the way, you guys should frequent. So, also on the website.
Yes, that's where, and we actually use that purely for, I don't know if you know that Omai and I, along with Kadesh Flow, IQ, and Elgun Legro, we have a group called the Choco Bros. And so sometimes we perform, like if you ever see us playing in our suits, that's us, it's the Choco Bros. And so we actually use the Patreon specifically to make exclusive Choco Bro content. And so it's a buck on there. Every time we release a song, you get charged $1. We said we were going to do 8 songs a year. And then we dropped our goal to 6 because we're lazy. And realistically, we were probably do 4 or 5. But it's really funny stuff. So we just like think of the most random. Like one of the songs that we did was about Chapstick. The other song we did was about the Cantina Band. So we like took on the Star Wars Cantina Band as if like we lived their life for a day and like explained backstories to each of the characters. We just do silly stuff like that. Just, you know.
Wow. Okay. So I'm learning so much right now.
I just like, that's what I want my life to be, is just like one string of like, oh, I didn't know that.
Okay. Just that shocked, bewildered, but interested look. Like,
yeah.
Okay, sure.
One of my friends, someone, they texted me. I don't know why they were looking at my name, but they're like, "Oh, you're on this album?" I was like, "Yeah." And they're like, "Cisco's on that album too?" I was like, "Yeah." He's like, how did you end up on an album with Cisco? I was like, well, I played the sax and, you know, 2 degrees of separation, because then he did a verse or a hook on that song. So, yeah, just like, yeah, it's got to be random, you know? You just never know.
Just so you play sax, you rap. What other instruments do you play?
I play the clarinet. That was my main instrument.
Mm-hmm. But you do you play sax a lot on your albums or
not a lot on my albums? I do it a lot at live shows.
Mm-hmm.
I play a lot of sax on other people's albums. Like, hey, can you give me this lick? Can you just do some riffs, or can you play along with this melody? And I'm like, yeah, whatever. Yeah, just send me the thing. I'll put it down.
Just rattle it off. Just like, I'll spend an hour. Here you go.
I'm a lot more proficient at saxophone than I am at rapping. I will tell you that.
Are you serious?
It'll take me like an hour to like, I'll record verses. I'm like, oh, I don't like that. I'll go back and re-record it. I'll do it in like 7 minutes. On someone send me something, and I'm like, yeah, doop doop. Here you go. Here's your sax.
So do you? I know. So you said you work with with Kadesh Flow. I know he plays trombone, right?
Mm-hmm.
So do you guys just jam on stage sometimes? Yeah.
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 That's, I mean, if you're ever watching live stream of a show and you see us like step back and start talking,
mm-hmm.
it's because we actually haven't played on that song before and we're trying to figure out what key it's in. And then we got like riffs on us, we're up there.
Yeah, I hopefully I'll be able to witness that at some point.
I'm sure it was like, if you look at some of the MAGFest footage that we were on, like on other people's sets, I'm sure you'll see that happening. Then we're like, we always ask for a list of songs. We're like, hey, what do you for sure want us to be on? Because like, I can't, I try to write down in my notepad whenever people do that. And hey, I want you to do this song, you know, song number 1, 4, 7, 9. But if you go too far past that, I can't guarantee that I'm going to get to listen to all of them and transcribe the key changes and the chord progressions for your set. So I always ask people, I said, just give me like 4 or 5 that you absolutely want us to play on. And then the other ones will, if we can figure it out when we're up there, we'll step back, figure it out, get a few riffs and come back and play. Or we'll just kind of bow out and stand at the back and do a little dance while you wrap your
rickety rap. Little dance.
Yeah, we just do a little two-step in the back. You see that?
So, you guys can't see, he did a small little Carlton dance on the video. And I might clip that out and put it up. I don't know yet. I will decide later.
No, and then I can do the real one.
Oh, yeah. Not unusual. So, moving on. I keep talking about this all the time. But, Nerdcore, I always ask people, what do you think, what does Nerdcore mean to you? Like, if someone comes up to you and says, like, what is Nerdcore? I have no idea what you're talking about. So what would you tell them?
People making songs about anything they geek out on. So it's not, because a lot of people think that, I think because it started as Nerdcore hip hop, right? People think that, oh, well, Nerdcore is hip hop. Nerdcore is not exclusively hip hop. It's got its roots in it, because that's a lot of people, they started and they were rapping about nerdy stuff. But Nerdcore can be jazz. It can be rock, metal. I'm sure it could be like, I'm sure we could find some, you know, West African, like Ghanaian Nerdcore or something, you know, but God, it's
now
it's
I have to honestly, look for that.
Yeah, I know. Right. Let's see. I'm sure it exists somewhere. But honestly, when I explain it to people, I say, it's just, is there something that you geek out on? Oh, I like to bake. If you made a rap song about baking, like you'd be considered Nerdcore. Mm-hmm. Whether or not you want to or not, you get pulled in, and then you're just Nerdcore. If you want to make rock songs and cover Zelda or Sonic, like you can make Nerdcore. So it's really just, I think it's the unabashedly, or what's the word I'm thinking of? That might be the word I'm thinking of. If not, I'm sure someone on the internet will correct me, because some people are just evil. Unabashedly just excited to make music about what you love. And so, yeah, I think that's what's so fun about it. That's why I keep doing it, because even as my interests change, like,
if I keep that.
Yeah, I'm just like, oh, I'm going to make a song about the Raspberry Pi. So I did that, you know? If I want to make a song about comics, or if I want to make a song about being the Star Wars Cantina band, or I really love chapstick, like I have probably 20 or 25 sticks of chapsticks just rolling around the apartment because I freak out if I don't have any chapstick. So I make a song about chapstick, and it's, you know.
Well, speaking
it's
of.
Fun. I'm like, it's fun. Like,
chapstick. Speaking of like the Raspberry Pi thing, you have a song called Pi Day.
Yeah.
So let's listen to that, but do you want to say something about that before we go into it?
Yeah, I literally started messing around with the Pi like 2 months, 3 months before that. My best friend talked me into jumping in. He's like, oh, you know, you can pick up Python, all this stuff. So 2 months later, bam, here's what we got.
All right, so this is Pi Day from Creative Mindframe, and it's produced by Oh My.
This song goes out to all you people obsessed right now with learning IoT, MQTT, home automation, and messing around with that like little $30 computer. Yeah, it's Pi Day, fools.
not a real five.
Not a day goes by, I can say no lie, that I don't hop in my Raspberry Pi. Hit up a slew, a YouTube tutorials, now it's falling into place like a little choreo. Everything's covered wall to wall like parkour. Started off small, and now I'm getting hardcore. Every single day, I'll be getting more smug. Home assistant IO be my automation hub. And let me set things straight, no keyboard or monitor, ISSH. Yeah, you can't see me when I encrypt all my traffic through my VPN. You wanna try and track me, then be my guest. You couldn't find me even with my DNS. If you really want to, I will be direct. When I do not catch these hands, is the address. Do your research, that's what you'll get, man. Working on my music anywhere like a jet, man. So fly to be so close by. Y'all my files anytime, just cause these go lines. My syntax layout, strong like Snorlax. But you won't ever get this, like your name, Borat. If you bout that life, like, do it for the pie, man. Gotta rep the pie till you're dying, man. Do it for the pie, do it for the pie. It's not a real pie, so please don't eat it. Do it for the pie, do it for the pie. It's not a real pie, so please don't eat it. Do it for the pie, do it for the pie. It's not a real pie, so please don't eat it. Do it for the pie, do it for the pie. It's not a real pie, so please don't eat it. Oh no, the night's out. I'm about to turn yo lights out. Because it's past 10, own track says we're home. So the lights turn off from the location on our phone. All of my lights, they be the right. I've got a night bright that turns on at the notion of my finger when I swipe right. And if it's date night, I gotta set the mood, man, for no reason at all. Cause I gotta be that new man. Creepy, I know. It's just all up in my guts like GPIO. Flow like Nile, watcher like Giles. Open VPN, all of my files. Got machines having combos, MQTT. Bruh, automation makes it be too easy. My homie John's gold like C3P. Oh yeah, my code's fixed, now we in completely. Everything's a sync, I guess I caught a unity. Snippets of code from the Hasweb community. Started off like I'm trying to learn Tamil. Now I SSH nano, type it in my YAML. Lines, I'll do it. Temperature, control it. You're the one who broke into my house, I'll know it. If you wanna ride, Amazon gotta holler, man. Computer does it all for like $35, man. Do it for the pie, do it for the pie. It's not a real pie, so please don't eat it. Do it for the pie, do it for the pie. It's not a real pie, so please don't eat it. Do it for the pie, do it for the pie. It's not a real pie, so please don't eat it. Do it for the pie, do it for the pie. It's not a real pie, so please don't eat it.
You're listening to Press Start to Continue.
So that was Pi Day. And that's just about you just getting into Raspberry Pi. And, like, super into it. Like, you, like, while we were listening, like, you said that you had, like, three going right now?
Oh, I have one regular Pi, and then I have two Pi Zeros. Actually, I'll show you one of them. Because it's out here because I was messing with it. Let me know if you can see that.
Yeah.
And that red case. And then I keep having to mess with it. I've learned my lesson that I don't have the most steady hand. Mm-hmm. So my soldering job isn't the best. The sensor that I have that I soldered to the Pi Zero, it gets, sometimes it sends like false signals and it just, and firing some of my automation. So I've learned my lesson. I need to get, like, either work on my hand getting it more steady, or I just need to buy ones that already have the GPIO pins. Mm-hmm. Soldered in there.
Yeah, you might have a cross connection.
Like, yeah.
Like some stray solder. I've done that before.
Yeah, it's right by the 5-volt pin. Mm-hmm. And so I think that it's bridging over to, like, there's like a line of, there are like four that have them. And I moved my ground to the other ground, and then I changed the pin that I have it reading off of in my Python script.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still, sometimes it still fires off some false readings, but it's a lot better since I moved everything and changed the pin that I was reading from. I put it on one of the pins that didn't have such a cruddy soldering job near it.
This is what I love about doing these interviews. Like, I was talking to Frontalot, and I got like 10 minutes of just talking about programming on the Commodore 64.
That's so awesome. Yeah, at PAX South last week, well, he was telling me about how he like used to have to use the four tracks to make music and saying, I was just like, man, I will never. It took him like just 10 or 15 minutes just to explain the process that he did. Not even diving into the nuisances and like the things that would cause him trouble. And in my head, I'm just like, I'll never complain about any of my DAWs again, because the fact that just what like he had to deal with.
Yeah, he mentioned that a little bit too. It's like, good for you. I'm gonna go back to using this free program that I have no idea, like you do that. So I'm interviewing you and other people for Black History Month. I really, one of the major things is like what we talk about you be just as a rapper, but as a black nerdcore rapper, do you think you have like any exceptional experiences? Like the genre is can be very white. So like in your experience, like how is it being a black nerdcore rapper in an industry or genre that is so overwhelmingly white?
That's a very good question. I mean, because everybody that I've worked with has always been like, I think I feel like the nerdcore community is like, if you embrace as many problems as we have, but just like any family, right? Mm-hmm. Had. If you're, you know, you embrace it and you don't try to like shun it from time to time, like people are, the artists are pretty generally welcoming. The part that you get interesting pushback from is usually you'll get people who just don't like hip hop, right? So like you might have people who are booking for conventions that they just don't like hip hop. And so you're like, oh, I'm a nerdcore rapper. And they're like, oh, we're not going to have any of that gangster stuff here. And you're like, you know, it's nerdcore rap, right? They're like, like I think the attendees might like it, you know. So you get a lot of, sometimes just people just straight up ignore you, and yeah, I mean, but on the other side, I think people who aren't in the genre, just from the name, when you tell them that, and then you, especially being black, right, that's like the last thing they expect you to do, and you're mm-hmm. like, oh, I make music. Like, oh, what do you rap about, or what do you do, like what do you play? And you're like, oh, well, I rap about video games. And they're like, oh, okay. I've had a lot of comments passed on to me from people when I first started, just kind of clowning me for it. And like, and I'm just like, whatever, I like it. I don't really care.
Yeah.
And I have my full-time job too. So it's not like I wasn't like doing it for any sort of validation, or I was just doing it because it was fun.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, whether I put something out and it has like 7 plays, yeah, I can look at it and be like, yeah, I enjoyed, had fun making it. The process was fun. Fortunately, now the quality is better. But yeah, I mean, with anything, it's tough to be different, right? Like initially, when you're trying to start out, like once you've kind of, and I'm not saying I haven't like made a name for myself, but you know, I do get recognized a lot more than I used to. So I feel like with that comes a lot less flack, because people who aren't as familiar with the genre can't give me as much crap, right? Because I can't, the first thing you default to is it's a waste of time, right? You have too much time on your hands. What are you doing? Mm-hmm. Or this, oh, that's white kid stuff or whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Have you actually gotten that? Like it's white kid stuff?
Oh yeah. I mean, yeah, so many times. But I've got that for everything I've done. Like, you know, I used to go have LAN parties with my friends and stuff, and like, you know, people are like, oh, Emmanuel, you're so white. And I'm like, but I'm not really, like, you know. And even my friends like who are white, they're like, that, you know, that's not exclusive to white people, right? Like, you know, like everybody can like video games. I'm like, thank you, that's why you my friends, like, you know. So I don't know, I think maybe that's why I kind of just, it's actually bad because I kind of just expect it, you know. I'm like, oh, here 50% of the time or 60% of the time somebody's gonna say something like this, and like, but it's because you just hear it so much.
Yeah.
But and like when I think about it too, I mean, when obviously when I was listening initially, I mean, it was really like Megaran was who I found, right? And that was certain, like that was me searching on the internet looking for people to listen to. And so I don't know, you just have to have, you kind of have to have a really solid mindset and know why you're doing what you're doing, because like I could have easily been discouraged by, you know, people who like to pass comments, because they don't, when I was younger, that stuff kind of bothered me, but right. People don't realize how much that can like affect, right? You tell someone something over and over again, right? Like this is how you see people in like abusive relationships, right? Like they got a partner who tells them that they're like crap all the time. And then they eventually start to realize it, right? If they're hearing it all the time from people or somebody they care about, or, you know, just a majority of people, you kind of start to, you know, we're curious people. So then you start to ask, well, is this really how it is? Right. And then you start second guessing, which you may have been very solid on before. So I don't know. Fortunately, I had a very good support network. My best friends are great people. I mean, my parents always, you know, just, they tell me to kind of do what I want and, you know, don't worry about what other people think. And I think a huge part of it's like I'm first generation, and like my parents have lived in several different countries too. So like they've been exposed to a lot of different types of people. And they taught at a school in Libya too, which had a lot, like a huge international population. So like always growing up, they've been exposed to different types of people. So like when we moved to the United States and like that type of stuff started happening, mostly like elementary, middle school time, you know, of course they were able to like tell me to brush it off. Like, that's stupid. Don't listen to people. Do what you want. Like what you want. So fortunately, long story short, you know, you deal with it. Yeah. You're going to deal with it if you're going to be, you know,
like you're going to be exposed to it, but
like
you have a good support network, or you have your friends, and it doesn't make it as bad, right?
Yeah. And I mean, that's part of what like the NPC collective, that's what it started as. We, you know, we all had exchange stories at different conventions about dealing with that when we were younger. And it's like, man, we wish there was like, you know, we wish that there were like more people to look to and be like, oh, they're doing that thing. So no, that person who's telling me I can't do it is full of, you know, is BS. So, you know, that's a primary, I think it's a primary focus for the NPC collective, is like, you know, we want a group of people who are perceived as different, and some people, ignorantly so, you know, would think that, oh, well, shouldn't be doing that. They should be rapping about this or making music about this. So we want that right. To at least be prominently out there, so that people who are just thinking about getting into it can get into it.
So
that's part of why I leave my old videos up. I want somebody who has trash quality and is thinking about recording on their phone.
Into your phone.
Yeah, he recorded on his phone, and look, now he makes semi-decent music.
Come on, semi, geez. Come on now. So, well, I want to talk to you about the NPC, but first I wanted to play another song, Con Life, which is really recent, and it has a special guest star. when I played that, first time I played that on the show, I was like, I'm in a song, you guys. If you listen very close, you can hear me say, hey. So,
hey.
This is Con Life. It's produced by Vince Vandal by Creative Mindframe.
Yo, we're about to get into right now. About to cover from A to Z. How I really get down. I'm talking about getting silly, getting wild. Happens everywhere, coast to coast. Yeah. I'm talking about that con, like, yeah. I got a delicate balance between what I do for pay and what I do for play. Which would I choose? I don't think that I could say. Sometimes I feel a little two-faced, knowing I go two ways. I'm just trying to defy all odds like Doug Fude. Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, I'm trying to strive to the weekend when the con is mine. Pack up my bags, ready, get set, go. Gotta catch my plane, it's time to jet set, yo. From coast to coast and con to con, like PAX to MacFest to CGF's, what we on? Free play, arcades, all slaying, Street Fighter, Walter Beast, I can stay all day. I wish I could game time or even save time, but like an Apple Watch, I gotta show a little FaceTime. So for a great time and chilling at the same time, get the squad together and get faded with some green wine and say bye. Now let me see your hands if you got that kind of life. Yeah, you heard me, I ain't gonna ask twice. Put them up, put them up, put them up, put them up. Let me hear your war, let me see that cosplay. Shout out to the con, our hidden trove and enclave. Put them up, put them up, put them up. Party never stop me, man, I'll be damned. Pop some ibuprofen and toss back some coffee, fam. Seriously faded, gone like Vader. Had to let my force awaken several years later. Looked at the scotch and said, well played. Killed me last night, but now I'm back to life like Edo Sensei. Hit the vendor floor, it's where I spend the core amount of my time and my money, and in the end, but I'm rich in the memories of hanging with my homies. Meeting cool cats who never would've known me. Keeping on schedule, man, that's half the battle. Right now, I'm sure I'm late to my own damn panel. So I kick back a Red Bull, now I got wings. Hello, I'm here to talk to you about raps and things. Since you're here, come and kick it with the NPCs. If you chill, we don't care about who you be. Yo, let me see your hands if you got that kind of life. Yeah, you heard me, I ain't gonna ask twice. Put 'em up, put 'em up, put 'em up, put 'em up. Let me hear your war, let me see that cosplay. Shout out to the con, our hidden trove and enclave. Put 'em up, put 'em up, put 'em up. I'm on stage, you know we mobbing, man. NPC Collective, that's my mobbing fam. Back then they had to laugh through a lot of hands. Now we're the ones laughing out here with a lot of fans. One thing I can say is I'm definitely not jaded, but it's the last night, so I'm definitely faded. All they be doing now is plopping on the couch, man. But the con life is awesome, I can vouch, man. Yes, we definitely made it, cause we rainy, but we over here as prime entertainment. All my life I have waited for the hip-hop nerds watching metal shred, then rocking DDR with some metal heads. On the final day sleeps what I lack, and the first thing I think when I leave is when will I be back. Cause the con is the place, don't care what you heard, it belongs to us all, yeah, like millions of nerds. Now let me see your hands if you got that con life. Yeah, you heard me, I ain't gonna ask twice. Put 'em up, put 'em up, put 'em up, put 'em up. Let me hear your war, let me see that cosplay. Shout out to the con, our hidden trove and enclave. Put 'em up, put 'em up, put 'em up.
Con life. When did that come out? Like a couple months ago, right?
Yeah, it came out like I think June.
June? Yeah.
June, July. I don't know.
Sometime last summer, but it was, really, damn good song. So what? Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah. So after MAGFest last year, you know, Vince and I were like, "Hey, let's make a song together," and he sends me this. And I think I can't remember if he sent it to Kadesh, Omai, and myself, and I just decided to steal it for myself. I think that may have been it. Sorry, guys. but yeah, he wanted to make a song. I wanted to make a song. You know, like, I still, to this day, I still find out songs that I was listening to from other artists, like, way back. They're like, oh, it was produced by Vince. I'm like, oh, man. I'm like, I really liked that beat, and it makes so much more sense now, too. Like, that was you. But, yeah, so he sent it to me, and I was like, yeah, I want to make a song about conventions and kind of, like, my split between, you know, my real-world job and my fun job. And, yeah, so it's, like, a perfect representation of me. You know, I talk about in the song, the first line is, I got a delicate balance between what I do for play and what I do to me, what I do for pay and what I do for play. Mm-hmm. What I choose, I don't think that I can say, because on one hand I work as a business process engineer and I manage a process improvement team and I get to like teach Six Sigma classes. I really like that. And then on the flip side, on the weekends, I'm flying to conventions, or going and doing shows or going and hanging out with my friends at conventions. And it's, I don't know, it's like, it's a nice balance of art and science, I guess. And so, yeah. And then you get to see a little bit of the party clips that we have, you know, we like to have a good time.
So that, I'm going to put that, the video for that into the show notes too. So again, starttocontinue.com. Just click on that, and if you're listening just to the interview, there's gonna be a link right next to the audio file. So anyway, just want to throw that in there, just make sure. So tell me more about the NPC Collective.
What do you want to know?
Let's see, how did it start? Like, you guys were just like you said that you're looking for just something that inclusive that people could look to, like you were looking for something like with black nerds or something, and you said, oh, we should do that. That pretty much what it is.
Yeah.
That's so, pretty much how it happened.
Yeah. So let me try to get the timeline completely correct. So Ran had already been talking with Austin Xavier Woods a little bit, you know, they're friends. So I know that they had some sidebar conversations about trying to start something up like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think it was Nerdapalooza. It was either Nerdapalooza or Orlando Nerd Fest that we were at. It had to have been Nerdapalooza, where we were all at Denny's and we were just telling basically those stories that I was telling you about, like, you know, well, you do this. That's weird. You speak so properly. Oh, you like me? You know.
And we all speak just, so well.
We're so used to it now. We're like, oh my gosh, you know, it's like, you know. So, and I think that they had, you know, another conversation after that. And so he, you know, he shot us all a message and was like, hey, thinking about starting this thing up. And who's down? And so we just kind of worked on getting the framework up, worked on getting a website up. Like a mission statement, we decided, hey, we're going to do blogging, try to do some music highlighting, all this stuff. And so that's really how it started. And we would just meet every 1 or 2 months online and just kind of figure out what direction we wanted to go. A lot of changes, a lot of direction. I mean, even now there are changes that are going on that, you know, will be unveiled probably next month.
Ooh.
From a content creation standpoint. But yeah, that's, I mean, it's really how it started, because we were all always at the same conventions together too, and the same shows together. And so then after a few cons, you know, we started showing up. When we mobbed together, we're like, hey, let's just go with the NPC Collective. And so, you know, with Ran obviously being a, you know, the face of it, it helped, that helped drive a lot of it too, because, you know, I feel like everybody in the collective deserves to be in the collective, but, you know, some of us a little bit smaller scale. So,
Oh,
it's like, how should I say? Like, he kind of catapulted everyone forward, right? Like, mm-hmm. he gave everybody a voice. Ha, I see that pun right there.
Oh,
yeah, those guy voices. You know, it helped. Like,
oh god, that hurt.
it really, the first about year and a half, it really helped showcase the talents that everybody had too. Because, I mean, we were all doing different things too within the collective, and you know, we were able to post. It was like one central hub for us to post what everybody was doing too. So when Samus did something really awesome, we could post it and be like, hey, see, it's not just all rapping, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, that's how it started. And it's just continuously morphing. I mean, but its main goal still serves to be like an inclusive place that can promote diversity, where, you know, it may not be the standard to see it. Mm-hmm. So that one or two people, even if it is just one or two people, or it could be 200 or 2,000 people who have no idea that, you know, there's someone out there doing something that they're thinking about getting into, or they're kind of embarrassed to say because they don't want to deal with the backlash from people, that, you know, if it just pushes one person, then to do what they want to do, then hey,
worth it.
We can finish our mission.
That's a great place to end up. Thanks so much for being on the show. It's been really fun talking to you. I got one more song that I want to play when we go out. It's Morphin Time. You want to say something about that before we go?
No, I just love the Power Rangers. Like, when, okay, I need like 2 minutes to explain.
No, please, please, please.
So I remember when the, I don't know, did you ever do TV turnoff week in school?
No.
What? So we had, when I lived in Buffalo, we had this thing called TV turnoff week by Book It, where you had to read books all week instead of watching TV.
That sounds horrible. So
my parents always made us do it every year. They're like, you are going to do TV turnoff week. I'm like, oh no. And it was like right around when Power Rangers started. It was when the Green Ranger saga happened. I think it happened during the White Ranger saga too.
Oh God, really?
So we like made my mom record it on the VHSs, but we had her convinced that the VCR didn't record unless the TV was on.
Hmm.
So like, and she's like really smart at math and French, but like technology is not her strongest point. So it was like really easy to slide that one through her. And so we were like hiding at the top of the stairs, watching from like the little, you know, where like the stair meets the ceiling. Like my sister and I were like taking turns putting our eye right there because the TV faced up there. So the whole week during TV turnoff week just ended up being my mom like trying to chase us away while we were trying to watch the Green Ranger saga. I also got in a fight with my mom because I wanted her to change my name to Jason and she wouldn't do it. I wanted to be Tommy when the Green Ranger came. She wouldn't do it. So it was like just a whole, you know, 5-6-year-old tantrum. So yeah, I really like the Power Rangers. It's like I got like a bunch of little pop characters. I got a bunch of signed memorabilia. I got the Green Ranger VHS saga signed by Jason David Frank. So,
oh, shut up.
Yep.
Oh, that's amazing. Well, this is from the album I Love the 90s and 80s and 2000s a little bit too. You can find that on what's your Patreon, the Bandcamp.
Bandcamp. creativemindframe.bandcamp.com.
There it is. You can get all of this stuff for whatever you want. Support Creative Mind Frame, aka 1UP. Thank you so much for being on again. Hope to hear tons more from you. And this is 1UP with It's Morphin Time.
One-Up's back again, and I'm here to drop bombs like an interdimensional being spitting like I'm Zordon. Trying to hit this off without being dull. I give a lot of info and bulk retained up in your skull. Look who's free, it's that homegirl Rita. Don't plan on joining her, so I guess we'll beat her. Gave the kids powers, they ain't have gratitude. I guess it's cause we summon 5 teenager kids with attitude. You gon' learn today, this ain't no metaphor. My words made them come together like a Megazord. They got the hearts of the beast, the wisdom from the senpai, the swagger of Japan. Oh wait, that's Super Sentai. I don't think you stop me. If you try that, I'll turn you to another person. Like Jason straight into Rocky. Watch them buddies swinging, running like some young bucks. I made a meat crap, 2 girls in 1 cup. How about we rage and juggle with an avatar? You say you're one, but you're pretty watered down. Yeah, go, 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 power. Burning up the tank, it's like we shooting fire flowers. With your power coins, I'm always sporting mine. Here's a battle cry. Yeah, it's Morphin Time. Master that Triceratop, Sabertooth Tiger. T-Rex and Pterodactyl form an ultimate fighter. Oh, brother. It's Revoltorito. Straight to murder the Thunder Zords like their veto. Rangers always fight back, even when they losing. We slay you down like Ivan, then we leave you oozing. Have a nice trip, see you next fall. Pterodactyl Thunder Whip, I have to murk you all. Time to bounce back, hot sold up for 5. He's like yin yang twins going I. The spirit that we have, you could never even harness. Rita tried that once, badges of darkness. Before you even started, our win's been scored. With the powers to the team that we got from Ninjor. Go on ahead, make your monster show. Beat them down, and then you can make your monsters grow. You're trying to go hard? You think they'll go far? If you lose another fight, I'll have to call you Goldzar. How about we rage and juggle with an avatar? You say you're one, but you're pretty watered down. Go, go,
go, go, go, power. Burning up the tank, it's like we shooting fire flowers. Where your power coins? I'm always sporting mine. Here's a battle cry. Yeah, it's morphin' time. Mastodon, Triceratops, Saber-tooth Tiger. T-Rex and Pterodactyl forming ultimate fighter. We shout out to the douchebags, cause they looking extra silly. Now the nerds are looking cool like that Blue Ranger Billy. Go on ahead, you can join the bandwagon. Played out more than the dagger that be summoning up the dragon. Command set a boom, trigger like a pistol. Bring it back together to shine, just like a crystal. You think they won, but you in danger, Zed. Green, white, red, he's a star to your Ranger Red. Knock him out, go, we give him feelings of euphoria. Stacking up the gold like they tray of Triforia. Shifting in a turbo, change the room, a room, room. Just wanna zoom, a zoom, zoom, a going room, a room, room. Oh great, another villain, no time for this cheating clock. Crack the whip down on your plans like Diva Talk. Gadgets and Inspector, more force than a vector. On our way out to give it to Jack Spector. How about the Ranger junkie with an avatar? You say you're one, but you're pretty watered down. Jack, go, 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 power. Burning up the tank, it's like you're shooting fire flowers. In mind, here's a battle cry. Yeah, it's morphin' time. Mastodon, Triceratops, Saber-tooth Tiger. T-Rex and Pterodactyl forming ultimate fighter.